This recording, France 12, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up a kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so she's made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an insanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come on, come on," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Kuma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered a hazer. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold onto Kuma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whipped her off with a clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnostic. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millinery lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Going to school in Iran. Oh, that's a big story. I used to live near Paris in the suburb. A very, very ugly suburb, and we were a big family, 5 children and parents, that means 7 people in a small apartment and in a very ugly place, big buildings and something not really nice. And my father worked for a big company, French company, construction company for buildings, and he has to go in Iran, and it was the time, it was the Shah d'Iran, before the extremist government. Then we went there. I was 12 years old, and we arrived in this country, and my father has a huge house with a swimming pool and bedroom for each children and everything, and it was for the children. Wow, what is this life? It's something really changed. I can remember the first view I had and the first image, and it was, oh my God. We stayed there for 2 years, and it was really interesting because we went to an international school. It was half French and half English lessons. we work in the French part, but I mean we can meet people from all over the world. And then start 2 years there, and then start the problem in Iran.